ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव टुगेदर विल रिसाइट। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 54th वर्स 38। प्लीज रिपीट बिहाइंड मी। मैं वस्मान् साधव्यसूयेथ भ्रातुर्वैरूप्यचिन्तया सुखदुःखदो न चान्योऽस्ति यता सोऽकृतभुक्पुमान्। मैं वस्मान् असाध्यवसूयेत भ्रातुर्वैरूप्यचिन्तया सुखदुःखदो न चान्योऽस्ति यतः स्वकृतभुक्पुमान्। Please do not. Eva, indeed. Asman, towards us. Sadvi, O saintly lady. Asuyetha, feel inimical. Bhratu, of your brother. Vairupya, over the disfigurement. Chintaya, out of concern. Sukha, of happiness. Dukha, and unhappiness. The, bestow. Na, not. Cha, and. Anya, anyone else. Asti, there is. Yata, since. Swa, of his own. Krit, action. Bhok, the sufferer of the reaction. Puman, a man. Translation: saintly lady, please do not be displeased with us out of anxiety for your brother's disfigurement. No one but oneself is responsible for one's joy and grief, for a man experiences the result of his own deeds. Since there is no purport, we will read text 39. मंदुर्वदार दोषोपि ना बंधुर्वदमर्हति त्याज्या स्वेनैव दोषेन हता किं हन्यते पुनः. अगेन अड्रेसिंग कृष्णा बलराम सेड, अ रिलेटिव शुड नॉट बी किल्ड इवन इफ इज रॉन्ग डूइंग वॉरेंट्स कैपिटल पनिशमेंट. रादर ही शुड बी थ्रोन आउट ऑफ द फैमिली सिंस ही हैज ऑलरेडी बीन किल्ड बाय हिज ओन सिन. व्हाई किल हिम अगेन? पर्पट टू फर्दर एनकरेज लेडी रुक्मिणी, बलराम अगेन एम्फोसाइजेज दैट कृष्णा शुड नॉट ह्यूमिलिएट रुक्मी. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोदिष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाकधामहियं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितां च. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वानुसुधे देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च हरितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले हिमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी इति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदि गौरवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा. सो आई सीक द ब्लेसिंग ऑफ ऑल द असेंबल्ड वैष्णवास so that I may say something meaningful, inspiring and purifying for my own self. So Lord Balaram ji herein, he is speaking alternatively to Krishna and Rukmini ji. He is telling Krishna that you have not acted properly, this will bring shame to us at your actions. And then here in this verse, Lord Balaram is telling Rukmini ji that she should understand that after all, everyone is responsible for his own joy and sorrow. So Rukmini ji is feeling very aggrieved over the series of incidents that has taken place. So after speaking to Rukmini ji in this verse, that sukha dukha do na chanya asti, there is no one else, na chanya, there is no one else responsible for our sukha and dukha. A person himself is actually responsible, his own deeds bring that. And then he again turns to Krishna and then say, actually a relative should not be killed like this the way you have acted. And he kindly, mildly rebukes Krishna again, and then again he speaks to Rukmini Devi. So he is alternatively speaking. So some people very strongly feel and practice, okay, they like to talk straight forward, right? अपन सीधी सीधी बात करता है, किसी को अच्छा लगे बुरा लगे अपन सीधा सीधा बोल देता है, right? Some people very strongly feel that straight forward, but Balaram ji is not talking सीधा सीधा, he is trying Krishna one thing and Rukmini ji, so like that. So very sensitively and expertly Balaram ji is trying to handle the situation, right? He doesn't say straight forward Rukmi is so envious. So pura galti, right? His fault. So like that. So Balramji is here in handling the situation very sensitively and expertly. Right? So in the verse previous to it, Balramji says to Krishna, Asadhu idam tvaya Krishna. That you have acted in an improper way. Asadhu idam tvaya Krishna. And we usually see that throughout the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, whenever Krishna kills the demons and perform other activities, right? All the cowherd boys, they use the word, right? Gopasu vismita asan sadhu sadhu iti vadina. Tashutva ek dhyo gopa sadhu sadhu iti vadina. Many times this word comes actually. The cowherd boyfriends or the elders, even the demigods, they all say sadhu sadhu, very good. But here in Balaramji is saying, asadhu, very bad. Not done good. Okay. But his intention is actually to pacify Rukmini Devi. Right? So he wants to encourage her. He wants to show kindness to Rukmini Ji. Okay. So therefore, Balaramji is actually speaking in this way. He even calls Rukmi as Suhrit. Okay. He used the word Suhrit, saying that one should not humiliate a well-wishing friend in such a way. And Srila Vishwanath Thakur says that Rukmi in no way is Suhrit. He is actually Duhrit. Right? In no way he is actually a well-wisher, but he is actually ill-wisher. But still Balaramji uses such word because his motive is not here to be right, but to be actually kind. So he wants to be kind to Rukmini ji and he wants to encourage her. So Balaramji is actually speaking and he is rebuking Krishna, although there is no fault on the part of the Lord actually. So we see that how in his talk to Rukmini ji and Krishna, Balaramji actually brings two perspectives. Right? His first perspective is actually a very human perspective. Right? To be kind, sensitive. Right? So he first takes the human perspective, Balaramji. Right? He doesn't directly analyze the situation analytically or scripturally, but he just sees that Rukmini ji is quite disturbed, aggrieved, intimidated. So Balaramji just first wants to encourage her, console. So therefore Balaramji is first rebuking Krishna. His very first response is to rebuke Krishna. But then if one just shows human kindness, right, one is good to others, then one actually, then that is also not ultimately good, right? That is not sufficient. Ultimately, one should bring in the scriptural understanding also. Otherwise, it will be simply sentimental. Like people nowadays, they talk about being human. Right? That one should be at least kind. Because it has been seen that many times those who become philosophical, they always see everything through their philosophical understanding and they lose the human touch, the kindness, the basic kindness. So, Balaramji herein, first he expresses his, first he sees the whole situation in a human perspective and he shows his kindness, then he brings a scriptural understanding also to balance it. Right? So therefore Balaramji here is very sensitive and he is also very expert. At the right time, he introduces what is the scriptural understanding of the holy event. So in this world, Balaramji is saying, O saintly lady, please do not be displeased with us out of anxiety for your brother's disfigurement. No one but oneself is responsible for one's joy and grief. For a man experiences the result of his own deeds. Right? So we will discuss this particular aspect today. The Vaishnava's sensitivity and his expertise, both together in trying to deal with various awkward situations or various difficult situations that one may actually have to deal with or one may come across. So we see the there is an incident in Chaitanya Charitamrita where the nephew of Shivanand Sen, Shrikant Sen, he feels very offended. I am not going to detail of the pastime, but his uncle was Shivanand Sen, who was a yatra coordinator, right? And all the devotees he would take from Bengal to Jagannath Puri, and there was a delay in providing accommodation, etc. And Nityanand Prabhu actually kicked Shivanand Sen on his chest, and he cursed him also. So Shrikant Sen could not take that. He said, "What does Nityanand Prabhu think of himself, right? He can kick my uncle. My uncle is such a great associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So he could not take that, and he became very aggrieved, and he also developed a little offensive mentality. So he left the group and came ahead. Alone he could travel fast, he came ahead and he came to in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after he had the darshan of the Lord, he offered his obeisances to Mahaprabhu with his kurta and the coat on. And Govinda, Mahaprabhu's personal servant, he corrects Shrikant Sen. He says, "Shrikant, you remove the upper garment, right? It's not a proper etiquette." But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately he forbids Govinda. Mahaprabhu says, "Prabhu kahe Shrikant asiyache paya mano duk kichu na baliha karuk yate ihar sukh." Mahaprabhu said, "You don't say anything. Let him do whatever makes him happy, for he has come in an aggrieved state of mind, right? Paya manodukh. He is having this aggrieved state of mind. Don't give him any instructions. Let him do whatever pleases him." Right? So herein we see that in this one statement, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he demonstrated his sensitivity, first of all, that a person is already very aggrieved, he should not be directly instructed. First, there has to be kindness. That we are discussing human perspective. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his kindness by saying, "No, let him, don't instruct him at this point." But then he very expertly made Shrikant say no, that he knows everything that has happened. So Shrikant Sen immediately understood that the Lord is aware that I am in a aggrieved state of mind. So he must know whatever have happened over there also. So although Shrikant Sen came in a mood of complaining everything, he understood the Lord knows everything. And by the Lord's affection and his sensitivity, he felt pacified. Right? And he felt assured that the Lord is aware of everything. So he didn't complain or didn't further commit any offense. So in this way, we see herein that how the Lord, he handled the situation very sensitively as well as very expertly. Right? In another incident of the death of Srivas Thakur's sons, right? When Srivas Thakur's son died, the kirtan was going on, Srivas Thakur, no one informed the Lord. So when the Lord came to know, he expressed his grief and his concern over the death of Srivas Thakur's son. Lord said, "When did this happen? Why did not anyone tell me, etc.?" So Lord was sensitive, he expressed his concern. But then he spoke the truth about the transmigration of the soul, of the eternity, of the eternality of the soul through the mouth of the dead son. The dead son actually rose for some time, he spoke the truth and then again lied down. Right? So hearing that scriptural understanding of the whole event, everyone's sorrow and lamentation actually disappeared. And then after this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Srivas Thakur and Malini, who still may have been little aggrieved because their young son had died, He said, from today onwards, myself and Nityananda are your two sons. Apane dui bhai haila shivasanandan. So it's mentioned that both the brothers themselves became the sons of Shivas Thakur. So in this way, we see that how the Lord was very sensitive, concerned and kind towards Shivas Thakur. But at the same time, he actually revealed the scriptural truth. He made the Shivas Thakur's son speak the truth, and then everyone actually was actually perfectly satisfied and consoled. So again, his Mahaprabhu's sensitivity and his expertise is demonstrated over here. So I'll demonstrate a beautiful pastime of Prabhupada, where Yamuna Mataji experiences Prabhupada's kindness and expertise. This is from the book that has been newly released. So it describes that actually how Yamuna Mataji, she had so much faith and affection for Prabhupada and her immense commitment. So Prabhupada entrusted her and her husband Guru Das with the Vrindavan project. So Vrindavan is a very tough place even today to manage. Sanat Sanatan Prabhu was there with us last week. He was sharing actually. Even today Vrindavan, and Prabhupada also predicted, right? From the very beginning when the land was given, there has been difficulties, even issues from the day one. And Prabhupada said it will be a tough place. Prabhupada himself said, right? So they were backing on the land, and then they gave the land. They said, will not give the front portion. And so many things from the very beginning. The one tough place to manage. Right? So Yamuna Mataji was given that service. And she was actually trying to deal. So many people would come. There were many institutional turmoils happening. Right? And she was a lady, and she was expected to behave womanly, right, in Vrindavan, because the Vrindavan culture is different, right? So she expressed that how she was expected to handle a lot of responsibility like a manager or a manly responsibilities, but still take a background role of a woman. So it was a big dichotomy, and there were many other challenges. At one point her husband also started drifting away a little. Right, so there were many challenges and many. She had a very tough time dealing with the whole. She was alone struggling for a long time, just trying to please Prabhupada. She struggled alone. Right, but at one point of time it became very difficult, and then with the permission of Prabhupada, she actually left that project, right, in a way, and she even actually gave up her household life. So, and then she went and settled in a small ashram in Oregon, USA, where she started serving the deities Shishi Radha Banbihari. Right? So, it described that these deities, Radha Banbihari, the three deities were made from the same mold. One is in Radha Shyam Sundar Utsav Murti, the same mold deities. Other is Radha Banbihari, another set in another place. So she had this deity of Radha Banbihari, and she started worshipping them and started cooking for them and serving them in a very devotional and very dedicated way. So she was feeling renewed enthusiasm. But then her leaving the main focus of the ISKCON and all that created a lot of turmoil. And so many people, the GBCs and sannyasis at the time, they started writing letters to her that she is now away from the association of the devotees. She is not going to make any spiritual advancement like that. And she will also lose all the blessings of Prabhupada. Right? So she actually, although she was gaining strength and rejuvenation by serving the deities and by following, chanting the holy name, by following all the devotional practices given by Prabhupada, but she started suddenly receiving all these letters. So she actually again became quite aggrieved that, oh, I have lost the mercy of Prabhupada and all that. So she wrote a letter to Prabhupada. So I'll just read that. So Yamuna Mataji says that, "I am deeply sorry that I have disappointed you by leaving my post and household life in an unauthorized manner. But I did not leave Krishna consciousness nor my dedication to your divine grace. It is only from your causeless mercy that Krishna has become embedded in my heart, and the debt I owe to you is eternal. I will never forget that. Yet I could no longer fight the obstacles of hypocrisy and futility I saw before me, and simply contemplated ending my life with the hope of getting a better opportunity to serve in the next. By your and Krishna's grace, I am feeling renewed strength and determination. But if your mercy and blessings are forever denied to me, as I have been informed by the devotees, how will I progress in my devotional life?" So Prabhupada replied back. He just gave a short reply. He said, "It is good that you are now living separate from Gurudas. Wherever you live, you can follow the regulative principles and my instructions along with the chanting. That will make you happy. Do not deviate from the path I have chalked out for every one of you." So in this way, Prabhupada actually gave some encouragement. But still, Prabhupada didn't directly spoke about that it's okay that you are away from the association, etc. But he kind of hinted. So Prabhupada was again on his tour of USA, and he decided that he would like to visit Yamuna and Dindarani Mataji, who were staying in Oregon at that time. So Prabhupada asked his sannyasis disciples and that how far is that, how shall we go, everything. So everyone actually discouraged Prabhupada. Right? One of the disciples said, "Prabhupada, there are hardly any facilities over there. Right? It's a very remote place, no facilities for you." Prabhupada said, "We are sannyasi, we are not for facilities, we are for service." Right? So Prabhupada was actually... He wanted to visit, and he was just overruling all the devotees trying to give the reasoning. You should not go. It will disturb. Actually, all so many events were planned, so it would disturb. It would cut down his Los Angeles visit, maybe by 5 or 6 days, and that was substantial. So finally, Rameshwar Swami called up, and he spoke quite harshly at that time to Yamuna Mataji and Nindarani, and he said that if Prabhupada goes there, everything will be destroyed and you will be all responsible for that. And he spoke, he said, "I don't mind you take a private jet 747 and come here," kind of. So finally, Yamuna Mataji and Dindarani Mataji, they came to meet Prabhupada in Los Angeles, so that Prabhupada may not actually visit them. So when they came, they were again feeling whether they are actually doing the right thing, and they were feeling that probably Prabhupada may want them to stay in some temple, etc. Right? But they were actually very, very happy in their small ashram, serving the deities in their own small way. Right? So they made up their mind. If Prabhupada says that you shift and come here, then they will. Because so many people were pressurizing Prabhupada, especially Rameshwar Swami, that Yamuna Mataji should come and live here and should teach all the new ladies cooking, deity worship, etc. So there is a beautiful conversation when Yamuna Mataji and Dindarani Mataji came to Los Angeles. "Yamuna, Srila Prabhupada, although we are very happy where we are prepared to go wherever you would like to send us in order to have your blessings." Because she was feeling that we have actually lost the blessing of Prabhupada, so many devotees were saying. She said, "We were ready to go anywhere, whatever you say, Prabhupada." So Prabhupada said, "You Westerners are always so restless. Why can't you stay where you are?" Right? So they were actually shocked. They were just talking the opposite of what they had expected. "Yamuna, but We have been told that we don't have the association of devotees. We cannot make any advancement. Srila Prabhupada. Association can be 2 or 200. But you must be compatible. If you are 2 and you are compatible, you can go back to Godhead. But if you are 200 and not compatible, his eyes open widely, then no one will make any advancement. Amazing actually. Yamuna. But Srila Prabhupada, some of the leaders are saying, we have lost your mercy, we have left ISKCON, and without your mercy there is no meaning to our lives. Prabhupada, ISKCON is where you are chanting the holy names of Krishna. That is ISKCON. So everyone said, they both said, Jayash, Srila Prabhupada. Of course, this was a specific instruction to them. Prabhupada wanted all the devotees to stay within the institution of ISKCON and go on cooperating. But this Prabhupada allowed both of them to practice their Krishna consciousness separately for their individual spiritual advancement. So it was a specific instruction given to them. And Yamuna Mataji clarifies, she says that Srila Prabhupada was addressing an individual. When he was addressing an individual, his words or instruction were not automatically meant for everyone. Right? Certain instructions were universal, but certain instructions were meant to actually encourage a particular individual. Right? So like that. So in this way, Prabhupada actually encouraged a small program which they were actually doing. Right? So Prabhupada, Yamuna Mataji thought that maybe she can actually, when they both were together serving the deities, cooking for the deities, dressing them, making new dresses, right? So Yamuna Mataji thought that probably she can extend this service to other Matajis also. She can extend the ashram, and there may be so many other ladies who can also be helped, and you know, there could be a bigger facility, etc. Right? So she wrote to Prabhupada that if we can start a bigger facility, ashram, etc. Right? So Prabhupada replied, it is better that you don't make a large program. Remain a humble program. In bhakti, there is no grotesque program. Humble program is better. We are doing all these grotesque programs to allure the masses. My Guru Maharaj used to say, no one hears from a person coming from a humble, simple life. But you remain always very humble. Right? So Prabhupada actually, he said actually, when if you make a large program, then again you will have to involve men to manage it. You won't be able to manage alone. So just keep a small program, both of you advance spiritually, follow my instructions of chanting the holy name, serve the deities, right? And in whatever small capacity, you can train some of the ladies whom we sent to your small ashram, right, from other centers. So in this way, we see that how, while Prabhupada, he pushed so many big programs, herein he supported a small program of Yamuna Mataji and Deen Tarani, right? Being very sensitive to their individual spiritual nourishment. Right? So we witness in this way Prabhupada's sensitivity to his disciples' individual spiritual growth, and while his expertise to push on big projects. Right? Together Prabhupada would actually simultaneously he was doing that. And Prabhupada even called in one letter Yamuna Mataji as sannyasini a few times. Right? And she actually, there is no sannyas ashram, Prabhupada would say, but actually she has voluntarily taken. She is like a sannyasini. So Prabhupada, and it was Yamuna Mataji's idea that how she charted out the whole program, how the Radha Vrindavan, Radha Shyam Sundar should be served actually. And she said, Prabhupada, it would be very good if we can have 24 hour kirtans for the pleasure of Radha Shyam Sundar. She suggested, and Prabhupada immediately agreed. Prabhupada said, Radha Shyam Sundar will bless you so profusely for planning all their services so diligently, that you are putting so much energy in planning their services. You are thinking of their pleasure, they will bless you so profusely. Prabhupada said that. So like that, so we see in the life of Prabhupada how he is extremely kind and extremely expert. Right? Both the things he demonstrates. as Lord Balaram actually herein is demonstrating. Okay. We'll discuss another pastime from Chaitanya Charitamrita on the same theme. After taking Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, right? But we know that how he, Nityananda Prabhu diverted him, then came to Shantipur, then on the mother's wish he came to settle in Jagannath Puri, right? After that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India for 2 years and he came back, and then he expressed his desire to Ramanand Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He said, I want to go and visit Vrindavan. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramanand Rai said, my lord, Rath Yatra is coming. You be here for Rath Yatra. After that you go. So when Rath Yatra came, all the devotees came. They all witnessed Rath Yatra. And they all stayed for the 4 months. There was no question of going because all devotees were there. They would all stay for Chaturmas. After Chaturmas ended, it was Kartik season. So Mahaprabhu said, now I would like to go to Vrindavan. They said, now it's very cold in Vrindavan. No? Let the cold subside and then you go. And then when actually that happened, they said, actually, Dole Yatra of right, Jagannath is coming actually. It's Madan Mohan, the Utsav deity, there is a Dole Mandap near to the temple and the Dole Yatra happens. You must witness Dole Yatra and then go. And then it's now very hot, summers. It's not a good time to travel. So in this way, it's mentioned that Aajikali, tomorrow, like that. So they would raise various arguments, both Ramananda and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and they would not agree, and they would not give permission actually to the Lord, because they were fearing separation from Him. So it's mentioned that although the Lord is completely independent, but He doesn't proceed without the permission of His devotees. Yadyapi svatantra prabhu nahe nivaran, bhakta iccha vina prabhu na kare gaman. Although the Lord is completely independent, but no one can check Him, but He does not go, He is not proceeding to Vrindavan because the devotees are not giving permission. So in this day it's mentioned that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramanand Rai delayed the Lord for more than 2 years in this way. And now it was the fifth year after he had taken sannyas. Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas in 1510 AD at the age of 24, the month of Magh. And now the 1515 began and he wants to visit Vrindavan. Right? Just imagine that how the Lord descended to this world to actually relish the mellows of Vrindavan, relish the mood of devotional service as practiced by the topmost devotees of Vrindavan. Right? And the most conducive place for him to do that is to be in Vrindavan. Right? So he is actually, after taking sannyas, Lord is so eager to go to Vrindavan. But 5 years now have passed almost, Lord is not able to go to Vrindavan. Can you imagine? Who is stopping the Lord? Right? 5 years have passed. It is his heartfelt, most cherished desire to go to Vrindavan. 5 years he is not able to go. That's quite amazing. Because devotees are not permitting. Right? First of all, Nityananda Prabhu, he actually tricked the Lord. Right? One may say that Nityananda Prabhu is supposed to facilitate the Lord. Right? Why is he diverting the Lord from his purpose? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Nityanandera prema cheshta ke pare bujite. Who can understand the loving dealings of Nityananda Prabhu with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Right? So, Nityananda Prabhu directs him to Shantipur on the desire of his mother. Lord comes to Jagannath Puri, goes to South India, come back, and 2 more years have passed. The 5th year has begun. He is not able to go to Vrindavan. So, in the 5th year when all the devotees came for Rath Yatra, it's mentioned that they did not stay back. They all left for Bengal after the Rath Yatra. Usually they would stay for the 4 months of Chaturmas. So Lord approached again Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramanand Rai. The Lord said, Bahuta utkantha mora yaite vrindavan, tomara hate dui vasar nakailu gaman. For last 2 years I didn't go, now the third year has already begun, and half of the third year has already passed. Because you do not permit, I am not able to go. Avashya chali baduhe karaha sammati, toma duha vina mora nahi anyagati. So the Lord says, but this time you must give me permission to go. Save for two of you, I have no other shelter, the Lord says. Toma duha vina mor anya nahi gati. It's amazing that how the Lord feels that He has a shelter of His devotees. Right? He cannot leave that. Right? Without their permission, He cannot leave. For there is no other shelter I have, the Lord says. Right? How much more actually we should feel that we have the shelter of the association of devotees. And then Mahaprabhu says, you must give me permission, but not grudgingly. Prasanna hai agya diba na bani ma dukh, toma sabara sukh pathe habe mora sukh. Lord said, you give me permission happily and not feeling sad, not, right? Because if you are happy, then I will be happy on my way to Vrindavan. If you remain unhappy here, it will also pain my heart. It's amazing actually the sensitivity of the Lord. Right? Sometimes we want permission and we actually harass the authority so much that a person has to give permission, there is no other resort. You know? So like that. But the Lord is actually saying, you be very happy, happily give me the permission. Don't have any sad feelings. Right? So in this way, in a very, very kind and sensitive way, the Lord is actually dealing with the emotions of His devotees. Right? But then when both of them actually agree, right, and they request, but you must take Balbhadra Bhattacharya along with you, and they made the arrangement. So the Lord then, He leaves in the middle of the night. Right? Sarva Bhattacharya notices that the Lord is leaving, and he falls unconscious, but the Lord does not turn back to look at him also. He just proceeds. Right? And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Mahanubhavera chittera sobhava ehi hai, pushpasam komalaka thina vajramai. Said, this is the nature of the great souls. They are soft like a rose or a flower, and they are hard like a thunderbolt. Kathina vajramai. So again we see that how the Lord was extremely soft and kind, right, to the emotions of His devotees. Right? He would not leave unless His devotees would happily give Him permission. Right? But then when they gave the permission, He actually just left. Right? And while Sarama Bhattacharya is falling down unconscious, and there are many other people, devotees wailing and crying out in separation, He didn't look back. Right? He was Kathin Vajramai. Because he had to actually carry out the mission, right? He was now going on the mission. He had to instruct Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. He had to revive the many pastime places in Vrindavan, right? Revive the glories of the Vraj Bhakti, and he had to even deliver the Mayavadi sannyasis at Varanasi, so on and so forth. So Lord had the mission. So while he was so sensitive, but the Lord was simultaneously, He was very expert that He has to also execute the mission. Right? And He left then to execute His mission in Vrindavan. Right? So, in this way, every devotee should learn the expertise of preaching Krishna consciousness while simultaneously cultivating the sensitivity to the emotions and feelings of others. Right? His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was once saying that how, speaking on this point, that how when so many people suffer in this world, we see so many sufferings around, sometimes natural calamities, and so many other, you know, all threefold miseries. Right? If we see people suffering around us and we say that everyone is reaping the result of one's action, right, then actually we will be very hard-hearted. Right? Krishna will not be pleased with such a response. Though it may be the right understanding, but it's not the kind understanding. So therefore, we have to actually learn to feel the pain of others. One devotee was once sharing that how Prabhupada once he was traveling on one afternoon, very hot sunny day, and he saw there was a big queue of line on a bus stop, right? And people were directly standing under the hot sun. And just by seeing that, Prabhupada, his heart choked up, there was some tear in his eye. He felt that people are actually suffering so much, right, in this world. There are so many tribulations. Only if they can go back home, back to Godhead, and they will be relieved from all their suffering condition. Right? So that was the first response, right? The human compassion, the human kindness. So Prabhupada in this way, he would feel for the suffering of other living entities. Right? We see this particular aspect to the highest limit in the example of Srila Vasudeva Datta Thakur. When Vasudeva Datta Thakur, he saw the suffering of the living entities, he prayed to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His prayers were so heartfelt that it melted the heart of Mahaprabhu. Vasudeva Datta Thakur said to the Lord, Jagat Tarite Prabhu Tomar Avatar Mor Nivedan Ek Karaha Angikar. My Lord, you have appeared to deliver the whole world. I have one petition which I wish that you would accept. What is that petition? Jivera dukha dekhi mora hridaya bidare sarva jivera papa prabhu deha mora shire. He said, actually my heart breaks down when I see the suffering condition of all the living entities. So please give the sinful reaction of all the living entities on my head, and you deliver them all. Etashuni mahaprabhura chitta dravila ashru kampa swara bhange kahite lagila. Hearing this plea of Vasudeva Datta Thakur, Mahaprabhu's heart also melted, right? And there were tears in his eyes, there was trembling of his body, and in faltering voice the Lord spoke. Tomara vichitra nahe tumi sakshat pralad tomara upare krishnera sampurna prasad. Lord said, it's not astonishing for you to pray like that. You are just like Prahlad, and you have received the complete mercy of Krishna upon you. Krishna sai satya kare yai mage vritya vritya vancha purti vinu nahi anya kritya. Lord said, Krishna must fulfill the desire of his devotees. Right? So whatever his servant asks, Krishna must fulfill. For Krishna has no other duty to perform except this one, that he must fulfill the desire of his dear servants. Right? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues that, since you have desired the deliverance of all the living entities, that will surely happen. Right? And Krishna is not impotent that he has to transfer all the sinful reactions to you. Without you suffering any sinful reactions, all the living entities will be actually delivered. Right? So, we will just spend 1 or 2 minutes to try to understand this compassion of Vasudeva Datta Thakur. Right? This deep compassion. Right? Just imagine that there is some festival happening, and you have particular some service to be performed, some shoe stall, ushering, prasadam serving, etc. Right? After the end of the whole festival, you are tired for long hours of festival and service, and you sit down with your plate of prasadam, right? And now prasadam serving is already over, right? But there comes someone who is a little late, who is also very hungry. He is also in need of prasadam, right? So just imagine, can we actually give that plate of prasadam while we ourselves are very hungry to someone else, right? Or can we even share? It is very difficult. No? We would like to not look here and there, right? Just remain focused at this point of time. Follow the another teaching of Lord, Vyavasayi Atmika, right? And not look here and there, just focus on the prasad, right? I'll take another example. Just we are trying to understand the compassion of Vasudeva Datta Thakur. that we are traveling in a train, it's very crowded summer vacations, but we have our own reserved seat. But there comes a person, elderly person, who doesn't have a seat in the waiting list, right? But he is in desperate need of some space, right? So can we offer, you take my seat and I will just spend the night like that only, or whatever way, lie down or sit somewhere, right? Can we offer that? It's very difficult actually, extremely difficult to take a little discomfort on our body for a short duration of time, even for a short, even for one, skipping one meal or having a sleepless one night, to actually be kind to someone. It's very difficult, extremely difficult to discomfort the body. But Vasudev Dutt Thakur is ready to suffer unlimitedly for billions and trillions of lifetimes. Right? He is ready to take unlimited suffering so that all the living entities can be relieved. Right? Someone can say, we can also offer a prayer, right? But we cannot share. But actually Vasudev Dutta, he meant when he said that, when he offered the prayer, it was not a lip service he was offering. He was ready to suffer unlimitedly on behalf of all living entities. Therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur also narrates this pastime. He says, for this extraordinary kindness of Vasudev Dutta Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I am the property of Vasudev Dutta Thakur. Right? So we see that how the great yogis, they can meditate for thousands and thousands of years. They can even create a planet. They can move at their will throughout the universe. Right? But they cannot approach the tip of the toe of the lotus feet of the Lord. And that same Lord saying, my whole body is the property of Vasudev Dutta Thakur. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says, not once, the Lord said that three times, that my body belongs to Vasudev Dutta Thakur. Apane Shri Gaura Chandra Bale Bar Bar, E Sharira Vasudev Dattira Amar. Again and again the Lord had told at different times that this body of mine belongs to Vasudev Dutta Thakur. Satyami Kahishuna Vaishnava Mandal, Edeha Amar Vasudevera Keval. Lord said, I am speaking the truth. O Vaishnava, all of you, Suna Vaishnava Mandal, O Vaishnava, all of you hear this truth of mine. My body only belongs to Vasudev. Edeha Amar Vasudevera Keval. Dattama Yatha Veche Tathai Vikai, Satya Satya Ihate Anjatha Kichu Nai. Lord said, if Vasudev Dutta Thakur sells me anywhere, I am sold. No one should disbelieve me. Lord says, Satya Satya Ihate. I am saying this truth. No one should disbelieve me. Right? Anyatha Kichu Nai. There are no conditions apply. Right? There are no asterisks in my statement. Unconditionally, my body is the property of Vasudev Dutta Thakur. Right? So in this way, Mahaprabhu actually sold himself to Vasudev Dutta Thakur for his extreme degree of kindness to all living entities. And Prabhupada says that how the kindness of Vasudev Dutta Thakur is so great that it is not just for human beings, but it extends to all the living entity in all the species of life. So in this way, We should also always pray to the Lord that we may also develop some sensitivity to show actually kindness to all living entities, and in that way we can also preach the pure scriptural principles as Lord Balram is showing in this verses, series of verses. Thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nithai Gaur Premanande Hare Krishna. So almost the time is over. So if someone wants to give any comment, then he can personally give it to me. Hare Krishna.